Hey guys, welcome back to the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we got two rose ceremonies, two one-on-one dates. We got one group date. We have two ladies here. The only thing we're missing is Brooks, but we're going to break down the rest of that. We also have one giant Instagram post. My gosh, let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Holy moly, ladies. Hola. It was 2 weeks off, but we didn't miss out on the drama. I feel like Chad kept the tweets going.
Oh, yeah.
That is if he's not already in Bachelor in Paradise and somebody's fake tweeting from his count.
I think he didn't start yet.
You think it's definitely Chad?
Yeah, I don't think anyone could imitate the
Chad. We did find out he's in Bachelor in Paradise, so we know he goes late then, because we know some people are already there.
Who would dare?
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some conspiracies. Welcome, everybody. I want to give a shout-out here to everybody on chat roll. It is already live and popping, and everyone is here. Christina.
Yes.
I want to start off with you, by the way. Hi. How are you?
Do you want to wave?
Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, do you want to wave at everyone, Christina?
She wants to wave.
She's not just showing off her tan people. For those of you that are listening, Christina, fill us in on what in the world I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I don't know if JoJo's going to find her love, but I did. I got engaged over the weekend.
Ah, that's the best.
And also, I just want y'all to know, I mean, I've shared it with my like closest friends and family, but yeah. I have not told anyone on social media. And if you follow me, like, you know I post about everything on social media. So you guys are hearing about this first. So, Bachelor fam, sharing the love.
We're so excited.
I think that speaks volumes of what you think about your Bachelor family and AfterBuzz family. That's so
yes,
cool.
It's true.
You haven't shared it on anything.
I haven't shared it on anything.
And you're a very social person.
I'm a very, like, how literally, you guys are going to go look at my Instagram later on and be like, this girl did not post it yet. Like, my mom thought I would post it on Instagram.
And you shared it live here with 110 countries in the world.
Yay!
There you go.
So, I'm excited.
So, okay, I don't want to just,
got butterflies.
I don't want to just slide past that. Like, I don't want to just, like, okay, thanks. Well, on to the next one.
Well,
but
no.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thanks,
that's really cool.
You guys.
Yeah. You didn't even tell us, by the way. You just sat there tonight.
Because
yeah, like, what is going on her finger? Oh, my gosh.
Like, they're like, how was your weekend? I was like, everything's going great in my life. I don't know. I get really nervous talking about, like, love and stuff sometimes.
All right, we'll talk about the rest of it after the show, then. How about that? Chelsea, 2 weeks off. Give us 10 seconds of highlights. What'd you do?
I mean, I didn't get engaged.
You did go somewhere.
My best friend came to visit from high school, so that was really great.
And you went to see her.
Why is that funny?
Didn't you fly somewhere? You like Florida or Atlanta?
Weren't you in Boston?
Boston?
Oh,
my gosh.
I didn't get
She actually went to go see her boyfriend.
I did go see my boyfriend on the East Coast. So yes, I did. And then I saw my girlfriend.
All right, well, there you go.
A lot of love.
And Danny, what about you?
Before I do that, I want to give a shout out to our engineers and Bree in the Shadows, whoever you are on the chat row. If we can go ahead and get them blocked, I don't need that from the top of the show. So, moving forward, I'm great. I went to Hawaii for 3 days. Originally was my plan. And then I was supposed to fly back last Monday morning for this show. And then when ABC announced, obviously because of the finals, I decided to stay in Hawaii for 5 more days. It was unreal. An island I'd never explored. And then
Your
I flew back so I,
amazing.
Could get a, so I could get a new tattoo.
It looks awesome.
My parents don't even know about this yet. So
we're announcing
we're
things with you guys before
tattoos.
Anything else.
Yeah, Chelsea, I feel like you need to disclose a secret to round out.
I know, like, God, I wasn't prepared.
I'll disclose this. Brooks is obviously not here. He is in another country. I'm not going to reveal because he's shooting something really cool. So he says hello to everyone. He misses you guys. Love you guys. And he will be back next Monday. Okay, on to the show. From the top, we knew it was going to be the end of Chattageddon. I love that word, by the way. I don't think I made it up. Someone did. I read it somewhere.
That's amazing.
Chattageddon.
It is pretty good.
It was the end of Chattageddon. Mike Fleiss tweeted out that we were getting more Chad drama, but it was going to come to an end. They promised.
Thank God.
You guys glad it's over?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about time the show is about JoJo.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, for a while it was getting really good, but then for me, like, once it started dragging, I'm tuning in to see The Bachelorette, not Chad. You know?
Yeah, not the Chattalorette.
I actually loved him, and I thought it was a great source of entertainment.
Totally.
It was. Well, that's why I tweeted this out. It's only been a little over an hour, but I said there's a weird part of me that kind of wants Chad
to come back?
To get his own show. And I said, would you watch hashtag The Bachelorette? It only has like 90 votes right now, but 62% of people said absolutely, 38% of people said absolutely not, and my friend Esther Little said you should have added an extra option and said who's Chad, because it'd be funny. I think that goes to show, like, to your point, he was crazy, but it was entertaining.
It was definitely entertaining.
There was entertainment value. Yeah. I could see why they casted him. Or, my bigger question, Do you think he was a plant?
No, I don't think he was a plant.
Not at all. There's not a single party that's like, ah, I could see how Jack could be a plant.
Wait, what does that mean?
Okay. There's a lot of guys this season that are very in touch with their feelings and their emotions. Besides, like, right. Alex, who's outspoken and, like, a guy's guy, most of the guys are very much, like, in tune with
right.
their emotions.
Okay.
Different than past seasons.
Okay.
So to stir up some drama, because usually there's an alpha male that stirs up some drama, or six, mm-hmm. since there's not really any other, like, alpha male outspoken singular bros, would they have cast Chad or hired Chad to stir up drama?
I don't think so. I think they cast someone else to stir up drama.
Who's that?
Jordan.
No way.
Yes.
They have to have more than one. I'm saying they paid Chad to, like, hey, come on, this is just... I never really... Like, looking back, did I see a connection with him and JoJo ever? No. I think it's plausible.
Okay. I'm just saying it's plausible. Just, like, they purely brought him on because they know they want to have a connect, but just for good TV?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I mean,
Maybe there wasn't going to be any drama. They needed to, like, spice it up. Otherwise, it's not...
But that's a casting director. If so, the casting director did a great job.
I mean,
yeah, that's a part of their job. Yeah.
I don't think that's what happened. I think that so much of this Chad drama was all done in edit. I don't honestly think it was like as
that
big of a
real.
Deal.
Yeah.
Really?
As it was in the house.
I would agree with that point more than he was cast purely like to be.
Right.
Like,
I just want to throw, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I love them, like, especially when there's a lot of validity and there's some validity. You have to admit, like, okay, I could see that that's a possibility. They've been known to do crazy things like this before. Like putting in freaking Vinny's haircutting shop later on, the magazine.
Yeah. The magazine
they've been known
yeah.
to do things, so totally. I wouldn't put it past them, is what I'm saying.
The only thing that I can say, and this is why I think it wasn't as big of a deal as it they portrayed it to be, is because I remember watching an interview with Caitlyn and Sean after her season.
Yeah.
And Sean was like, I'm just, it's so sad. And Caitlyn said this too, it's so sad for us to see how much of the show was focused on like the Sean and Nick drama
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like focusing on
them.
This romance that we had together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So let's address this now because obviously I know a lot of people want to talk about this. You guys know about this. Fans from everywhere Snapchatting and Instagramming Chad's Instagram post.
Dying.
Let's talk about the post, and then I want to talk about the timing, because there's a little bit of timing issue, but in case you guys missed it, I want to talk about this. Real Chad Johnson on Instagram, it's got 7,063 likes as of 10 seconds ago. He said, while traveling this weekend, our paths crossed, and I finally had the opportunity to meet Hope Higginbotham, what a great last name, in person. Let me just say, she's even more beautiful in person. A great girl like her deserves so much better than someone who lies, cheats, and ends a four-year-long relationship in order to pursue fame on a TV show. You're amazing. I miss you already. Emoji with the two heart eyes. And then he tagged her. The big drama here is this is Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
And it's a photo of them kissing, too.
But it's three photos. Alex's kissing, romance. Mm-hmm. Actually, two photos of them kissing. Yeah. Two out of three. 66% of these photos are them kissing.
Yeah.
What do you feel about
no,
this, Chelsea?
No, it's Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
Okay, hold on. Back up. But now because I'm planting that he's in Bachelor in Paradise.
Chad?
Yeah.
Well, so here's what people are saying. Like, that he went on the first week, like, because he got kicked off the show.
Okay.
He was available first week to go. He went to Bachelor in Paradise, was one of the first people to leave Bachelor in Paradise, and then came back and met her in traveling.
Interesting.
Because he just posted this 11 hours
ago. But also,
today.
I think that speaks volumes of that girl.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like,
what does
what
it say
you...
about her, Chelsea? Fill me
Ooh.
In. Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to put you on the hot seat.
I'm about to not gain a friend. First of all, if you're going to be with someone like that, period, that's going to speak volumes of you. But someone in such a small circle, like, she knows exactly who he is.
Yeah.
And coming off of when he was just on The Bachelor and she knows what kind of controversy that would cause and that, you know, eyes would then be on her. I don't like anything.
Could it
that.
Be even more of the conspiracy? Is it a plant? Did he find her? Did ABC pay them both? Is it possible?
I don't...
Just to add to the fact of Chad being such a freaking savage. I love that word. Riri is using it.
Move.
Everybody's using the word savage. I think it's the best word for Chad ever.
It stirs the pot for sure. The coincidence, like, who knows if they... What did they just do? Randomly meet in an airport? Like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe...
And to answer you guys' question, who is kissing who in the chat role, they are kissing each other on the lips, romantically.
Listen.
They are making out on IG. This is happening.
Okay,
who is kissing who?
I thought this was so interesting. And actually, someone sent it to me, Terry, on Snapchat. They're like, she was like, did you see this? And I flipped out. I was like, oh my gosh. And then, I like a stalker, I literally went through all the comments because I was like, who is this girl? And that's how I figured I was Robbie's girl. I thought this was so interesting because do you guys remember in the beginning of the season, this teasers that they had? It was like everyone talking about Robbie being like, she doesn't know who Robbie really is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they haven't showed those teasers yet. But Robbie, on his one-on-one date, not to skip ahead, he pretty much said that he was in a long relationship mm-hmm. with someone yep. and that his friend died and he spoke about why he broke up with her and changed his life. So I feel like it was almost perfect timing for Robbie because it's like, okay.
You mean like Chad did Robbie a favor almost?
No, I don't think he was doing him a favor by any means, but I feel like if people saw this post and then they didn't see the date that they had today and, you know, like Robbie almost explaining himself.
Yeah.
Like I feel like he defended himself without even knowing that photo
was
going live.
That was
going
to be going up.
Because otherwise people would be like, oh my gosh, like Robbie's such a jerk, he's a cheater, he left her, this and that. And then on tonight's episode, he already said all of that, and he explained his reasons why. Does that make sense?
Yeah. People are saying, though, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You know how people are with Reality Steve and these websites on the mm-hmm. internet. A lot of people see these spoilers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said that they heard Robbie left his girlfriend after he found out he got on the show. So maybe the timing, maybe there's a second side to Robbie like she believes there is to
no.
Jordan.
No, I feel
I'm
like
just
that
saying, like,
true.
We have to ask both questions. It could be true. Very well could be true.
Oh.
Here's my thing with Robbie. I believe he... As he said, that he made a life change.
Mm-hmm.
But his timing on when he made this life change...
It's very interesting.
Could be interesting.
Okay, also, someone pointed this out in last week's episodes. I think it was last week's episode's YouTube comments. And they said, have you listened to Stassi's podcast? And I don't know if you guys know Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules. She has a podcast, and she's a huge Bachelor and Bachelorette fan.
Yeah.
Turns out, her girlfriend... I think it was her girlfriend or her girlfriend's friend used to date Grant.
Uh-oh.
And Grant broke up with his girlfriend. They were about to get engaged.
I did hear this, yeah.
To come on the show?
Yeah. Somebody tweeted me a link or something. Yeah, yeah.
Sneaky.
I didn't see Grant going very far anyways, but yeah, that does not... I have to say, it kind of doesn't surprise me.
But which is almost interesting because it's like they throughout the show, everyone always tries to point fingers.
Yeah.
Like, he's not here for the right reasons, but none of their hands are clean either.
Right.
So do you think they do
You can't
it
say
almost,
none. I just think most... Everybody's okay. got
Some
like,
of their
skeletons.
Hands are cleaner than others.
Yeah. By the way, on that note, I appreciate guys who don't always point the finger. Like a Wells. Like
yeah,
a James.
Stop.
They
agree.
Just don't. They speak up once in a while. They're not, like, super quiet, but they don't point fingers.
Because
they're not
as you
causing
shouldn't.
Drama.
It's so
I love
immature.
That. Yeah, I'm over that. Anyways... I just wanted to bring those things up to talk about this because I think the
Wait,
timing.
I'm like,
yeah.
Are you
well,
stressed
okay,
out right
let's
now?
Talk,
yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of stressed out right now.
Let's talk because people are blowing up about this. People are talking about Chad and this timing and Bachelor in Paradise, saying he already got kicked off. So if he got
Good.
Kicked off, and then that means he went the first week and didn't find love, which doesn't surprise me.
Shocking.
usually the core cast of characters, like the first people on the island, some of those are the ones that stay.
Yeah,
and not even an island, wherever they go,
right,
stay the longest. So if he was one of the core, that would actually surprise me.
I actually thought he would, like, have almost, like, this... Everyone would have this Chad epiphany where they're like, you know what, he really is a good guy, and he would come on, like, Bachelor in Paradise, a whole new man.
No.
I was expecting a complete turnaround.
I could
turnaround.
See him kind of finding a connection with... what was the girl with the darker hair and tattoo? Lacey. Somebody like Lacey that got a little, like, drinky last...
Oh, she's total... She's so nutty.
No, not job girl that was, like, holding the onions.
No, you're talking
that
about...
That was Ashley.
Lace did come off
yeah,
kind of
Lace.
Nutty.
Did
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was kind of crazy. Well, for sure, actually.
Or even Ashley S., the other girl I was talking about then. Maybe even her.
Oh, the onion girl?
The onion girl.
Oh,
I could see Chad
could
finding like a beautiful
together?
Mystery in her. It would be TV.
Like
I would pay
I would
money
watch.
To watch that
I would,
show.
Yeah, I would watch that too.
Last but not least, by the way, everybody on the chat roll, thank you guys so much. You're on. Rachel, you said you want to ask me about one of my tweets. Feel free to type that in anytime. And then you guys, I'm supposed to say thank you. You checked out, I think it's Ayeshi?
Bologna's oh, yeah, her blog post.
Yes.
That was awesome.
She
thank you so
to
much
tell you
for
guys,
sharing.
Thank you. Guys, we love reading this stuff and getting this stuff. So if you have something mm-hmm. you want us to check out, you can tweet it. I got a couple DMs on Instagram about the Chad post today. Reach out. We love that.
Absolutely.
So please do it. And if you have something you love us to read or something that you have a project you're working on, we love that kind of stuff. So, okay, moving on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's move on to this first one-on-one date. Well, we have the cocktail party. Let's, officially go over this.
I have a comment about that.
Yeah, okay. Go with your comment.
Okay. Chase stood out to me because he had those, I think they're called the knockerball things or whatever they are.
Yeah.
And this was the second time when Chase created his own little mini date with JoJo without having his own one-on-one time. And he, like, created a fun scenario
for her.
And I really, I don't know, I really like him. Sometimes he's kind of forgettable for me. And then he does these cute things. And JoJo has said that her love language is gifts, right?
Right.
She likes being thought of and a guy surprising her with stuff. And I think Chase is really doing that for her. And I don't know, that would definitely make an impression on me.
Yeah, because it puts in, like, extra thought. Like, definitely. He made that extra effort in something, even if it's just, like, so silly or cheesy, like, as, you know.
But he still had to go to a producer and be like, yo, I want to do something special. Here's my idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, that shows
something. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I did forget about him, too.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about him, too. And when he says, like, if we're forgetting about him, I know we're listening a little bit, she might be, too, you know? If you're not standing out. But props to him for standing out and using props.
Mm-hmm. Props and props.
Props and props and standing up. So people are saying on the chat roll, Ashley S. is married with a baby. And Lace found love. Onion Girl is married with a baby and Lace found love. This is according to...
You guys, everything is blowing my mind tonight.
There we go. So we move on. James F. wrote her a poem, of course, then he ended up going home. The poem, I had no offense, it wasn't that...
No, the poem was cute, you guys. Cute. Give the guy some credit.
I mean, honestly cannot tell you one word that he said in that poem, probably besides, like, love.
She goes, aw, thank you for that.
I know, okay, obviously even, like, she her wasn't response. Into him.
Anytime a girl, after something really sweet, says, oh, thank you, like, you failed.
We see, and they kind of alluded, like, they gave James F. some camera time because he was going home. They gave Daniel the camera time, and then he gets cut off. He's like, Mr. Rose over there.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he goes home. So they gave a couple of the guys that end up going home.
Wait, can we talk about his exit speech?
Yeah, so rose ceremony. The roses go to Derek, Robbie, Chase, Wells, Grant, Vinny, James T., and then at the last rose to Evan over James F. and Daniel. And then, of course, Alex, Luke, and Jordan had roses already. Daniel's exit.
It was so good.
Do you guys want... I wrote it down
No,
verbatim.
I want you to read it verbatim.
And then I want you to tell me exactly what you thought in this moment, because I have a lot... He goes, obviously my personality is... And they bleeped it out, but of course he says, shh. Based on looks, I'd still be here. My body had nothing to do with this. She doesn't care about that. She showed that, obviously, because she picked guys like Evan...
and Wells.
And Wells. I've got a better chance of getting struck by lightning while... shaving my face.
I mean, he's funny.
He is funny.
But he's not intentionally funny, and that's why I love him.
No, but he was, like, I think he was dead serious about those comments. Like, that's actually what he thought.
But here's, I kind of feel bad because I'm not laughing with him. I'm laughing
at him.
At him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I almost feel like I'm making fun of him. I'm not. But that's freaking hilarious.
No, that's
you guys, in his bio,
who says that?
He describes his body as a Lamborghini.
Stop.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Bio on what? On Instagram, on Twitter, what?
On TheBachelor.com.
On the Bachelor bio.
What does that even mean to a girl? As a girl, okay, let's say you scroll across, you're like,
super douche. Oh,
this guy's
don't
not,
talk
not too bad. To me. And it says I have the body of a Lamborghini.
No.
No.
Super douche?
I
Chelsea?
Mean, yes.
Christina, what?
I mean, I'm laughing at him. For sure, not
definitely
with him.
Not with him. Yeah. This is definitely laughing at him.
Okay. But it is funny. Like, I'm still laughing.
What are the chances he makes it on Bachelor in Paradise?
I think he might make it on Bachelor in Paradise.
He could be like one of those last week ones.
And also, he is cute. Like,
is he?
I mean, I think he's a good. I think he's for sure a million times better looking than Evan, and who I can't stand.
Until he talks, is it until Daniel starts talking?
Yes. No, because I still think he's more attractive when he's talking than when Evan is talking.
Well, if we're comparing to Evan...
Yes.
Yes.
I just think awkward thing, I
but
can't,
But he's
like,
he is ridiculous.
Chad
like,
comes
he has
back to the
home.
House, and all the guys, you know, after he gets kicked off, and they're standing there, and he comes out eating cereal and goes, so what'd you guys do out there? it's just like, bro, that's not what anyone wants to know right now. What are you doing? Like, it's just so outside the realm of what's normal.
Totally.
He's just like a character.
Well, it's funny because I read somewhere, someone's like, all Canadians right now are embarrassed. And I guess I can see why.
What about the other two? Any chance we see them on Bachelor in Paradise?
Who?
Exactly.
James F.?
No.
No? And oh, of course, then Chad was the other one who went home, and we already know he's on Bachelor. They had that promo ready, by the way. ABC first commercial, break.
Totally.
He's packed his protein and he's coming to paradise. I love it. Off to Punta del Este, Uruguay. First date card. Did you guys know who read it? Keeping with our little theme of paying attention to this, no, Alex read it.
Interesting.
The guy who just got a rose
Interesting.
And won the 2-on-1.
Okay.
Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Just something to note. Put it in your head. Canadian. Noted. Chantelle Mont-Petit. What a cool last name. Chantelle Mont-Petit says, we are embarrassed. Obviously speaking as.
We are
a Canadian. Thanks for weighing in there.
Okay. Sorry, Chantelle.
Date card. Jordan, let's seal the date. Love, JoJo. Did you guys notice how quiet it was
when
you
Jordan got it?
You heard a pin drop.
Yeah, it was so awkward.
It was so awkward. And then he clapped for himself.
And then he was like, well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And that was a way of saying, like, if nobody else would be like, well, I'm excited. Yeah. Was that, why? Why was everybody
Because they don't like him, because he's a front runner.
He is a front runner. And now that they pretty much said exactly why they don't like him. Yeah. Like, Chad was the common enemy, and now that they don't have Chad to, like,
Wells
focus
called
on.
It.
They have someone else to focus
Wells
on.
Wells called it at the cocktail ceremony the night before. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm afraid that we're going to have a common, you know, I hope we don't find another common enemy.
Yeah.
Is it Jordan? Or is it going to be Derek?
I think they're all going to start hating
or
on each other.
Or is it going to be Alex?
I think it's...
No, I think it's just going to be
all
a whole...
The above.
Yeah. It's just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Did you hear when Jordan was walking out, they're like, first hair flip or something.
Yeah, who
like,
said
I,
that?
I don't know, but it was funny.
But his hair has, like, more movement than JoJo's.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He has
like,
solid hair.
Hair flip number one.
Here's my... I want to talk about this for a second, because the whole thing about Jordan and them all saying these things about he's just doing this for fame, mm-hmm. this bothers me. Just because the guy has had some fame, probably more than anybody else on the show, maybe mm-hmm. Wells could be in that running because he hosts and, you know, is a DJ on two radio stations, but because Jordan's had some fame and now doesn't, they think he's back on chasing for fame.
Yeah.
What else has he done outside of that thought to make them think, or that we've seen, that he's chasing fame?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
I get the persona and that he comes across a little cocky, but he's not a dick. I haven't seen it where I'm like,
confident.
I even thought the way he approached Chad and stuck his hand out.
Yeah, I thought that was I was impressed by that.
That was, yeah, it was respectful. Yeah.
I go back and forth with Jordan, honestly. I want to like him, and I really, sometimes I see him and I respect him, like what you just said with Chad.
Yeah.
But then I saw him on this date with JoJo, and when she confronted him, I just don't believe he's genuine. I don't think his response to her... I don't know. I just didn't believe it.
Well, that response, that's where I started to teeter-totter, because she said something like, what are you thinking? And he stutters, and he said, I'm not thinking anything.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a lie.
I want to see
you're
that.
You're being called out,
yeah.
So you are thinking something.
Exactly.
And in that moment, if you say that you're falling, like in the situation where you should be falling for someone, you like need to be really quick to defend that in a sense and not just blow it off like, I'm not thinking anything.
So in that moment while they're having dinner, I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever seen the show, and this is for Chat Roll too, have you ever seen the show Lie to Me?
No.
It was on for, it's not on anymore. It was on for a few seasons. But they pay attention, and it's actually scientific evidence to little things people do with their face.
Yeah.
And it's actually a scientifically proven thing, and you can read what happens based off people's facial reactions and what they do. What he did was take a sip of whatever he was drinking, liquid courage, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He looked down, he jumped his eyes left and right, and ran his finger through his hair consecutively.
Lie to me.
Yes, thank you. That's all I read that is.
And exactly.
But here's what I'm not sure about what he's lying about. So I think he was lying, but I don't know if I believe that he actually physically cheated. When she said...
Agree.
And he goes, I didn't physically cheat. He goes, but emotion... Or he didn't say emotion.
No, he said I was talking to...
He goes, I was in an environment where I enjoyed talking to girls.
Right. What,
yeah.
That's basically emotionally cheating.
He's probably
cheating.
A huge flirt.
Which, ladies, that's still cheating.
Yes.
Yeah, it's emotionally cheating.
Definitely.
But he's a huge
Which
flirt.
Which I feel like some... I mean, not that it's worse, but like if you're emotionally involved with other people...
Yeah.
Who Agreed. Cares if you're physical with them or
you
not?
You might as well be at that point, yeah.
I just, he did not seem genuine at all. And I feel like this whole conversation was so crazy weird to me because, one, how did JoJo even know he was going to be there to meet his ex-girlfriend?
And like, then for her, while they were talking, to bring up like, oh, I know Jordan's going to be on the show.
That's so crazy. How did that conversation
even
happen?
Talk about a plan. I think that was a plan. I don't know if she really met someone.
Like,
there was probably something whispered in her ear. What she just met his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wait. I just totally believe that would have happened. I don't know why. Maybe you're right.
Well, I did too, but when you're saying that, like, if you think about it, that's also another weird timing too. So his ex-girl is he lives in Dallas?
No. I don't remember where.
Okay,
he lives.
So for whatever reason she says she was in Dallas, his ex-girlfriend is now in Dallas, and they somehow start talking about the Bachelorette and she's like, "My ex Jordan is going to be on the Bachelorette. Let me tell you about him."
I wouldn't be surprised if they had mutual friends A and B being in a place JoJo's a recognizable face, she's current and she's trendy, and maybe they had mutual girlfriends.
But how quickly
I mean, how was it
like,
announced?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's something so shady about the whole situation.
Yeah, that's shady to me. And I also, on her behalf, I think she let him off really quickly.
I agree.
Which I get, because he's like really smooth and, I don't want to say charming, because I think that gives him more than he really is. But she was just quick to be like, okay.
Well, so I want to shout out some of the people in chat roll that are writing in. So, Tina.Herorka makes a great one. She says, we don't know anything personal and true about Jordan. I feel like all we see is JoJo telling Jordan she can't read him, and then they make out. Mm-hmm. Avi J says, I can't believe JoJo bought that crap. She agrees with you, Chelsea. Yeah. Jennifer McClure says, agree, don't think he's a villain, but I also don't want to date him at all.
I agree with that.
How do you... I feel like there's a lot to that statement. Like, you might not think he's a villain, but would you date him?
Yes.
Does he seem playerish?
Yes.
So why would you date him?
Because Chelsea likes players.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, he's
joking, but I don't.
Yeah.
Not because I like.
But is it the power move of the confidence that makes him come off as a player?
Yeah. Confidence, and
he's also sexy. Like the way he grabs her, the way he kisses her.
God,
like,
he's sexy. Charming. Yeah.
He did throw her into that wall.
Yeah. I mean, like, that was
hot. You guys, I have to say this. We're watching, and both of these girls were like tweeting or Snapchatting, or
and then that happened.
Christina was cleaning a ring, whatever.
Oh my god!
I'm watching the show and. He throws her to the wall, and I was like, oh, my God. I pressed rewind. I was like, I touched the bullet. Ladies, watch this. And I just watched it. They both swooned for Jordan, to be fair.
I mean, that was a power move. And also, in JoJo's defense, I actually think that she asked him really good questions, and good for her for sticking up for herself and trying to get those answers out. But I do think she let him off.
Yeah. We hear her.
She could have kept it going. Like,
yeah, she could have. And we hear a voiceover of her later. We don't know when in the timeline this actually falls, but we hear her say, I still am worried there's a second side to Jordan that I don't know, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So we don't know if that was actually like, could have been before, could have been after.
Yeah.
Bethany Van Sluten makes a great point on the chat. She says, I 100% believed his response. He was blindsided by the question. He was probably trying to figure out how to articulate what he was thinking and saying. Now, I had a thought similar to that, Bethany, because when she asked him, he did look blindsided, and I think he was being very careful not to out someone on national TV, knowing that what's said... I mean, I know it's not live, but knowing that what's said, he can't control the edit.
That's true.
I think he was taking a second, like, how do I appropriately respond to this and confirm my, you know, validate JoJo's feelings, but also... And handle
which I agree. I mean, as a guy, if we're sitting down at dinner, right, and a girl you're dating, she goes, so, you know, I met the girl I used to date. Like, your heart probably falls out of your butt, you know? Like,
happened to me, not on a first date, but I've had it be like, oh, I actually know the girl you used to date.
And you're like, your mind is like, wait, what did she say? Like,
could there be anything bad? What are you referring to? Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So, Bethany, that's a great point. I kind of get that.
Yeah.
You know what it is about him? There's just something in the way he smiles that just feels like very slyish to me. Like he's hiding something.
He's got a small mouth.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Look at it. He's got his head. Like, yeah, he's just. I think it's just because he has a small mouth.
I definitely don't think that's why.
I absolutely think that's the reason.
No. He just seems a little mischievous. Like, I feel like there's something
going on. You can only see like 3.5 of his teeth when he smiles. Watch next time.
Oh my gosh, really? Wait, you're so funny right now.
I love details. I pay attention to small details.
Okay, well, I pay attention to details too. It's definitely not the size of his mouth.
No, I just mean, like, you could tell, like, when somebody smiles, like, what you see and what happens. Like, Vinny, you never see Vinny smile, so you don't really know, like, does he even have good teeth?
Good teeth are important.
They're super important.
Yeah. I never saw him smile. Most personality I saw of Vinny when he was cutting hair.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was wearing the fedora. That's the most time I saw personality of it. And then in his exit interview when he was crying. I was like, oh, you're not just a statue. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You're a human.
Okay, so... Let's move on to basically this production shows her the magazine because during this time, while she was with Jordan, they go and cut back at the house where Vinny's cutting the hair, and that's when we see them show the magazine. Of course, carefully placed. But then I like that they showed it to JoJo before the guys had a chance to jump her on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like that they gave it to her, and her reaction was real. What'd you guys see in that?
Speaking of plans.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
But it probably came out while they were filming, and they thought, okay, well, if we don't address this, like, is this rumor mill going to go? It's fair. It's going to add something to the show and add value.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, speaking of opportunistic, I mean, Chad, her ex-boyfriend, come on. Do you guys What do you think about what was actually said in the magazine?
Remind me real quick, though, when she was on Ben's season and Ben came over to her house and there were roses at her front door, the same guy, right?
That was Chad.
Same douchery. So when she says he always does this and slams the magazine.
That's what she's talking about. And I'm sure there's 100
I'm sure there's 100
things.
More. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, that was JoJo. Yeah. And there were roses and she cried. And Ben was like, what's going on? What happened?
But that was also so planted, too.
Exactly.
So it's like, I wonder, like, by her reaction, obviously they had a bad relationship. But when they keep planting things like that, that only adds, like, that adds to it, which, I mean, it creates a good, like, a good bad moment, you know? But.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I thought it was kind of funny, like, sitting there watching guys read through this magazine, you know, like.
And get their hearts broken through a gossip magazine?
I mean, they're just like,
do you believe that? Because I feel like the guys, like, would you believe that if you saw it in Touch magazine?
Yeah, there's validity. I think there's always a spark that starts a story. How big the story gets is up to the magazine, but there's a spark that starts a story. They don't just create them out of thin air. So
no,
I believe
there's
some validity. And would I look at it and read it? If I'm in their situation, yeah, my heart would sink. You don't have any connection to the outside world. You can't Google and be like, whoa, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Here?
Like, why am I here right now?
That is your only internet, phone, whatever, is this magazine. It's the first, like, thing you read.
It's
you know
true.
What
and
mean?
Honestly,
like,
there's a life.
Yeah. There's life out there. It's not the Truman Show.
Yeah, I guess that is scary. If I were to read that about this guy that I'm dating.
Sure.
Yeah. I would be heartbroken, too. I'd be like, why am I here right now?
You'd want to get some answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about then JoJo addresses it. She comes in. She's crying. I think that she addressed it well, A.
Agree.
And it's flipped the narrative from the guys having any chance to question her to now we need to take care of her. She's
totally.
Hurting and she's mad.
Yeah.
The narrative changed completely. Because if a guy questions her after that, they're a dick.
Totally.
Do you think any of the guys actually did, though?
Yes.
I would have, too. And that's what I want to talk about. Because I would have been like, even if she says that, I would still been like, ugh. I have more questions, JoJo. Sorry. Like, what was the timeline? Why'd you let him back in your life? How much did you let him back in your life? Did you guys go on dates? Did you kiss him in between Ben's season and here? How soon after Ben's season? Because you said that was the most legitimate love. These are off the top of my head right now.
Totally.
I didn't write any of those.
Totally.
I can't imagine there's not a single one of those guys that didn't think the same thing.
But also then, do you think they just didn't have the balls to ask? Because they saw her so upset, and this is, like, such a new relationship, or...
Again, it's a tough... If Derek speaks up, Alex would never let him hear the end of it. If Wells speaks up and like, okay, JoJo, but like, I need to know more.
Right.
Does Wells kind of become a dick? Does somebody be like, bro, you didn't need to do that. She was crying. You know? You got guys like Grant and they're in the...
Yeah.
I think
that's
that they're probably
spot.
More worried Super about JoJo's feelings, honestly, than the other guys. But I almost feel like they should question more her feelings towards Ben than towards this chat.
Nobody has.
Because she mentions
but all
Ben
she does is
so
talk about
much.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a legit concern.
When she was sitting there crying, you know, she's like, that's the most, like, I was so happy, that's the realest love, all this stuff. And I've said this a few weeks, like, in the beginning of the season, everything goes back to Ben.
Yeah.
Like, girl, let it go.
Apparently, Rachel Hanja said JoJo's ex, Chad, has his Instagram back on private now. Of course he does. After tonight, he'd probably get an influx of hate.
Oh yeah, probably.
I know we still got a bunch of stuff to get through, so let's jump on to...
The next date?
The group date. The I can't stand to be away from you. Luke, Derek, Chase, Evan, James, Vinny, Grant, Wells, Alex, sand serving. I feel like you're in Uruguay and you go sand serving.
Yeah, I wasn't about that date actually at all.
It was a terrible weather day. Like,
I thought that
thing
seemed like so much fun.
I mean,
fun
I think
for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it would be fun. Like, if you and
for
your boyfriend want to go do or something,
Chelsea,
prefer
where'd
a group
you grow up?
Date. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Where'd you grow up, Christina?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. And you have snow in New Jersey.
Yes.
You went sledding growing up.
Yeah,
I grew up in
sledding.
Nebraska. I love sledding. How many times do you sled down a big hill before you quit? 7, 8, you walk up the hill with your sled a couple times, you're like,
I'm done.
You're in you know what I mean? These guys have sand
There's
all
sand
over them.
Everywhere.
It's about
that
to rain.
Not.
I hated that date. I'm sorry.
I hated
well,
it too.
It was like, it
would be
pretty
fun.
Terrible compared to the seal date.
And like, I mean, I'm not trying to be like a mom, but they could really get hurt doing that, you know?
Okay,
really
mom, calm down. Well, Evan was scared about breaking his nose, so.
God. Yeah, he's like, we get another bloody nose.
Somebody did say, I think it was Alex did a backflip. I would have loved to see that, though. Maybe it's just on the sand.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's do this. So we get to the cocktail part of this, and Luke is first to steal her.
Woo!
You guys, Luke is really putting on this passion thing. She mentions at the end of the show, but you start to see it here.
Yeah.
You think he's moving into your
top two? Oh, he's 100% in my top two.
Yeah, 100%.
I think he's top two.
I think he's going to be the next Bachelor.
Oh, I would love that.
Alex says at one point, I don't like the guy talking about Derek because Derek talks about, you know, needing some validation, which I understand. If I'm Derek, here's my – I'm going to play the devil's advocate for Derek for a second. If I'm Derek, I have the first one-on-one date. We had a great time. I get a rose. She's feeling me. We have vibes. And since then, she's had vibes with all these other guys. So I might have been at the top in that moment, and now it's all these other guys have pushed me down. Yep. What do I sit? Am I 10? Am I 8? I want to know.
I don't think there was anything wrong with him, like, having that conversation with her at all.
I don't think so either.
Especially in this position, all of them need the reassurance. Yeah. Just, I think, almost in the flip side of what Alex is saying, like, Derek actually had the balls to ask for it and to talk about it.
And Wells backed that up. Wells totally backed it up.
But Alex and all these other guys are so quick to be like, God, men don't need reassurance. Like, go with your confidence. Actually, Alex, you're being a huge dick.
Yep.
Like, let Derek have his conversation with her.
Alex needed reassurance the entire season
Alex
so far.
Alex still needs reassurance. Like, he needs to pipe down.
Yeah, he does. Because this scene is when I think, for me, it got revealed to us as an audience that the new bully in the house is Alex.
Definitely.
Yeah, the new person people are going to gang up on is Alex.
Who I want to kick him in the face.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
You could probably do a leg kick higher than his.
I don't like him. I think he's being a huge...
Huge what, Chels?
Like, he's just...
What emoji would you put right there? The cucumber? The eggplant? What emoji is going right there? What word were you going to say?
I would do the girl, like... With her.
Like, stop. Don't come in.
She goes PC over here. Politically correct on me.
I agree, though. And honestly, for me, I had this moment with him, like, earlier on because I was saying when Chad was still here that Alex was really bothering me. And I think I noticed it on the two-on-one date because his date was not about JoJo at all. It was all about
Nothing
Chad.
He has said it.
And then the way he, like, grabbed her and was, like, making out with her and was all over her. I was like, dude, buddy, you're, like, a little aggressive right now, and she's not feeling you.
Yeah, no, it was really...
No means no.
Who was the guy... No means no. Who was the guy on the couch between Alex and Derek? Was it Chase or was it Robbie? I believe it was Chase. When Alex was being a dick to Derek about needing reassurance, and he's like, are we done here? Yeah, we're done. Was it Chase?
I don't remember. It might have been either of them, though. 99%. Derek called them both out.
Like, Alex has to be exhausted because all he does is just like.
All he does is look for it. He has to find something. He has to find something to complain and harp on.
That's so unattractive.
It's unattractive and it's emotionally exhausting.
It is. And also, JoJo, honestly, if you watch them together, I think you said it's
Danny. She's not into it.
She's not into him at all.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think that people are saying, Aisha Baloney says, yes, Christina. Rachel Hahn says, I agree, Chelsea. Alex had a line, though, right before they go to the date card. Alex goes, what more can I do? I talked to her about some really important things, and if that's not enough, I don't know what is. Bro, if that's what you think is enough, you have zero idea what
I'm
sure.
Did you hear? He's like, this isn't like a text message. Like, I don't know what that whole... What
I don't
he
know
was
what that
saying.
Means.
We've seen this. We've seen this several times. The way when he got mad at Chad, the things that come out of his mouth don't all the way make sense. Like, you know he's dissing him, but he's like, you're going to burn. Like... My grandma might have said that 87 years. You know what I mean?
Right. And he's like, this isn't a game. This isn't like we're texting and I'm waiting an hour for you to text me back.
Yeah, like I'm sure
like,
he's a good guy.
Like that's all you've got?
But he's not. He lives in this surfacey space that isn't deep enough for me. It's caught up in everything up here.
Yeah.
I think he's just really insecure.
And
yeah, agree.
And he obviously does not feel strong. A strong connection with JoJo that he can rely on, so he kind of has to like.
Yeah, that's
up
why
on
he's creating
else.
All this.
Here's
stuff
the hard part: is I think he's a good guy at his core, and I think he's very respectful. And he probably treats women great. I just don't know if he knows how to handle
like this,
a woman on this level.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think it's the entire situation. Like to be in that house with those guys, with those cameras, like no outside world, like the whole thing, I think is just the complete wrong environment for him.
Also, on top of it, I feel like he just came off this like 2-on-1 date high where he got rid of Chad and he thinks he's like the new king of the house and like everyone should worship him.
When really it has nothing to do with that. Right. Chad was just a douche, so that's why he went, like that's why Alex was still there, you know?
Yeah. Emma Blankenship just dropped a bomb on the chat roll. Did you guys know Jordan was in Pitch Perfect 2? Excuse me?
Wait a minute.
I need to know exactly.
Emma, details.
Emma.
See,
what
you guys,
are we talking about?
Jordan is
that.
Chasing fame.
Oh, shoot. That doesn't help.
It really doesn't help. Like, and not for nothing, like... I think it's okay for you to be, like, a pro football player. I think it's okay for you to be an actor and, like, still want to find love. And, like, if this is the way you really believe is the right way to do it, fine. I just don't believe it. Do you know what I mean?
I hesitate to use this example. I'm not gonna say any names because I want to be careful. But a friend of mine who played in the NFL and it was a polarizing figure in the NFL, his brother is around a lot. He's not somebody who's chasing fame, but because of his brother, he gets things.
Right.
He gets access to things. He's around at things. He meets people. He's in movies. He's done things. Been on fields. Been at games and suites.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is part of the territory. Because that movie involved some professional athletes, I don't put it past the fact that Jordan happened to know someone or was friendly with someone in the moment that they needed some people. Maybe he was in the city and they're like, come on. I can't fault him on that.
No, I can't either. But I feel like there's just so much that comes out about him. And I'm sorry for like his ex-girlfriend to blast him on Instagram like the day that the show
but
started.
But also, you guys, that says a lot about her too. Granted, okay, let's say he really
did
cheat,
Aisha,
right?
He was singing with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
So he's with his bro.
That's
a little bit different. Wait, but I love that scene. I'm dying to see it now.
He's singing with the Packers. That's the most hilarious thing.
Aisha, get it, girl.
Emma Blankenship with the drop of knowledge. Well done.
That's amazing.
Okay, I mean, I guess that is a great scene for him to be in. And yeah, then
cool.
That makes sense.
It's a great conversation. That's a great bar conversation.
Yeah.
Ever seen Pitch Perfect 2?
Yeah.
I was in it for a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, let's go on to the last date. Robbie, date card is Love is Within Our Reach. Of course, Jordan reads it. My new bromance, by the way, tweeted this out. That spa scene was hilarious.
Yeah, it was
that
funny.
Was hysterical.
I would love to see that turn into like a little like they're always buddies, like this Robbie and Jordan kind of thing.
Do you think they're going to be buddies?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they're going to hate each other by next week.
I think you're probably right. They cliff jumped, which was actually beautiful and really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that anytime you elevate and go through emotional experiences like that together, it brings you closer. I love that on seasons when they, you know, obviously one of them in their interview before this season says they're scared of heights or they're not great with that because you have to do all those kind of things. And we see every season someone jumps out of a plane or rappels down a wall. This was a big cliff jump.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool. And I think it could go a long way for them.
I think so, too.
She used some words at the end of it. You guys heard those?
What?
What words?
I feel like, because I heard the thank you, like, loud and clear.
She used some
loud and clear.
Talking about that she could see some things with him. And I kind of saw it.
I mean, he's
I saw the possibility.
Sweet. I think there's a huge possibility. I just,
guys.
What's your reservation? What is it with
you? You don't think he said I love you way too soon?
Okay, well, that's what...
I haven't got to the dinner part yet. But yes,
oh, sorry.
No, you're good. He did.
Well,
almost fell back, by the way.
So,
but yeah, I love you.
I completely think he said it too soon. However, I don't want to take away... Maybe if it was someone else, I would have said, dude, take it back.
Yeah.
But I feel like for him, because of his story, and I don't know if I was just so caught up in the story, that I feel like he truly is just going off maybe like how he feels. And to him... He loves JoJo. Was it too soon, or would I have just been like, oh, thank you, like, too? 100%. Like, they don't know each other.
Yeah. It's their first one-on-one date.
At all. And you could tell, like, she just has no idea what to say. And, you know, so she pulls a thank you card.
Jordan dropped earlier in the day, I'm falling in love with you. And I can believe someone at this point saying, I'm starting to fall for you. I'm starting to fall in love. In love feels heavy. I would say maybe for you at that point. Because love is just, there's so much attached to it. But I can believe someone saying that at this point. For him to say I love you came across really weird to me.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It was a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I actually really like them together, too. And I think he's going to go really far. And I can see a romance really happening there.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say this here, then. Later on when we see this moment of... No, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it.
Okay.
I'm going to save it. It's not appropriate yet. Rachel Bagley said Jordan tweeted his best friends from the show and Robbie was on that list. This is after the season. So maybe they hate each other for a brief moment and then they become friends. JoJo says thank you so much. I don't know. It was weird.
Too soon.
I think it was too soon. Yeah. It was his first one-on-one? He hasn't had another one?
No.
For sure?
For sure, his first one-on-one.
Yeah, that's super early, man. Jeez. Okay. We get to the rose ceremony. Of course, we need one more bomb of drama to drop in the show. Chris Harrison says there's no rose ceremony. And there was a lot of guys that were saying they really needed this rose ceremony.
They needed that time.
They needed that. You could see it. Vinny was sweating.
Panic.
Yeah. People were sweating.
But you know what? I love that JoJo did this. Because I feel like we went into that rose ceremony being like, we know who's going to get cut off, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like she knew it. So why even... bother wasting their time.
I liked her line. I canceled it because I feel like it would be unfair when I know in my gut the decisions need to be that I need to make.
Good for her.
Since there wasn't a lot that happened there, before we get to the roses that were handed out, Derek pulls out Jordan, Alex, Robbie, and Chase about getting clicky. Okay. Do you guys tell me what you think on this first? Because I have some thoughts.
Was it appropriate?
Was it necessary?
I don't think it was inappropriate. I don't know if I would have, like, bashed the guys for being clicky. Like, I think him doing that makes it just as much high school as the guys being clicky. Like, I mean, I just feel like they're probably together so much before the cocktail party. Like, you could have done it at another time.
Yeah.
However, on the flip side, I get where he's coming from. Like, they're just hunting for someone to prey on, and it doesn't need to be him. Like, I don't really think he did anything wrong. So, but I don't think it's absolutely necessary to do right at the cocktail party.
I feel like I wish that he said, you guys, I feel like you're targeting me, and I don't know what the issue you guys have is.
And if you have one, here's your chance.
Let's address it.
Yeah.
But I feel like for him to be like, hey, guys, like, I want you to hang out with me more, just felt like just inappropriate.
Include me more.
Yeah. Especially because half of the guys were still in the house.
Here's the thing. I didn't see it as him saying include me more. I saw it as him saying what we wanted him to say. He just didn't say it right.
But he didn't say that.
It's all about delivery.
He said
you're being clicky. He didn't say, hey, like, you guys are being assholes to me, and I don't understand why.
Rose ceremony comes out. Luke, Chase, Alex, James, Wells is the last one, which means Evan, Vinny, and Grant go home. Of the three that go home, who's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise? My vote is Grant.
Grant, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I swear, you guys, I feel bad because I know I throw so much shade to Evan, but I just can't stand him. So I'm going to be really disappointed if he somehow
There's no way in hell. Evan goes
There's
on.
Just no way.
I don't think we saw enough of Vinny for fans to enjoy seeing him on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, Grant.
I think Grant could be fun, actually. I would hang out with Grant probably.
Yeah,
I think
he seems like a really cool guy.
How do you think they choose who goes on Bachelor in Paradise?
Personalities and the people, they start with their core of who they want to see. Like, I think fan favorites is a big play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Amanda Stanton. We know Amanda Stanton's going because people loved her last year. And they are invested in, like, I would love to see her find a guy.
Totally. Right.
So they start with someone like her, and then they get a list. Amanda, who are the top five guys you would love to see? And then they build that list. Then maybe they grab, like, one or two. And then they grab those. Who are the top? So they build it out almost like a...
That makes sense.
Like a tree. Like a Bachelor Paradise tree. Ah!
Because Ashley I, when she was here, she said...
Remember, she talked about, those are my three.
She said she wanted Brooks on there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Those are her three.
There was a lot of sexual tension. It was actually in this studio right here.
Right there.
Okay, so next week, we see four guys in the span. I counted, by the way. I want you guys to know. In the span of what's up next week, we see Wells, James, Derek, and Luke kiss her in the span of like 15 seconds on the preview.
Ooh.
I think next week there's going to be a lot more drama than we think.
I think so, too.
Wells kissing her means, I think, Wells gets a date. And I think we finally get to see someone who I think is a dark horse on this season.
Yeah, I would like to get to know Wells a little bit more. I feel like we don't know him. But every time he speaks, I'm like, yeah, Wells.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's happened before with different people where they're just kind of like around and they keep staying. Then you slowly like them. And then they come in and you're like, oh, my God, this guy's great.
Totally. Yeah.
And guys that you thought were like, oh, they're not bad. Alex was a hero at the beginning of this episode. And by the end, we all hate him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... I'm looking here. Other thing that we see, the passion with Luke is crazy, she says.
Because how could it not be?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Look at them.
But do
I
you
love
think
them
that,
together.
Do you think she's more just attracted to Luke? Do you think?
No.
Do you
think
no,
it's
I
more lust than
no,
love?
No, I don't. I think it's a. I think it's a perfect balance.
Yeah. I think there's a substance thing there.
Yeah.
He's another one I don't think they've shown us a lot because they wanted to save.
If anything, I think she would just have less with Jordan, but like with Luke, I think it's a balance. I think it's there.
And then one more thing I want to say. So the no last rose thing, I'm sure she just sends someone home. But here's what I want to say. The last episode, okay, and we'll wrap up after this. The last episode, when she's leaving the guy, okay, he was taller than her by a significant amount. And if you look at the hands and the color of the skin that was opening the ring box, I 100,000,000% believe it's Jordan. That Jordan makes the end and proposes, but she doesn't let him propose. That she sends him home. She fell in love with him, but she can't because there's still something in her gut at the end of the day that doesn't trust
him.
Don't
do it. Yeah. You guys, I literally had chills watching that.
I know. You guys both had goosebumps.
I was like, because
I don't know any spoilers. I'm telling you purely off what I saw. Yeah, that's. I'm excited for
but
that.
But so she was saying maybe, that she loves him, but
like
she
I fell
can't.
In love with you, but I can't marry you.
No, but she said I can't believe what you did to me. So it's not like
because I think more truth gets uncovered about. I think he's gonna have to either tell on himself and like, hey, I actually did cheat something. You know what I mean?
Dun dun dun! Dun, oh my dun, God. Dun.
It's gonna be so much better than I expected.
Yeah, definitely.
With that, we will leave it, ladies. Till next week. Where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Miss Zias.
Are you going to post an Instagram of your
engagement? I'm going to post an Instagram of
Everyone
my engagement,
like it.
So please love. Thank you.
I'm everywhere at Seabreesh.
Wait, and Chelsea, you've been doing a bunch of blogging stuff lately.
I am. I have a blog. It's themillennialmiss.com. So
themillennialmiss.com.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
You've been posting a ton of stuff lately. That's awesome. You can find me on everything at Danny Hoyt or on Snapchat at DannyHoyt47. I'm hosting a VidCon this week. I'm going to be snapping a bunch of stuff. So
awesome.
If you guys love YouTube celebrities, I'm going to have a bunch of them on my Snapchat. See you guys next week. Thanks for hanging. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.